At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Two Regular Guys Podcast with Aaron Montgomery and Terry Combs. Enjoy the show.
All right. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome back on this May 17th, 2013. We're kind of back to our normal broadcasting. We had a great six-week run of talking about a little more in-depth on certain decoration methods and whatnot. Terry, are you there?
I'm here, broadcasting from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona again. It's been 100 degrees a couple of times since I've been here. but hey, it's a dry heat. You know what? Well, you know what we always say here, you being an Arizona guy too, it's a dry heat, but above 115, it's just hot.
It is so hot. Yeah, so basically go get a hairdryer, run it on your face for, all day, and tell me how dry that heat is.
I always tell people when it's 120 degrees, it's like when you open your front door, it's like when you open the oven and that big burst of heat comes out if you put your face there too quick. So,
perfect analogy, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we had a really good time delving into all those topics, and kind of what I think we learned is that, you know, we could talk about those things for hours on end. We've discovered on some of those things. It was definitely a lot of fun, though, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you're exactly right. The more we talked, the more information. You know, it's just like screen printing. I had somebody come into my office one time and say, "You know what, Terry? I've been doing this for 3 years, so I know all there is to know about screen printing." And and I said, "You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years now, over 30." And gosh, I learned something new every day. She just started to cry. I don't know if it was, well, mainly because she was asking for a raise, but I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing. You know, we start talking about a subject and we get into one or two questions and then our half hour is up and we could just go on and on. But I guess that's just more proof that we need to do this podcast on a regular basis.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, pretty cool. Well, you know, and we'd really love to kind of get everybody's feedback, get the discussion going. What do you want to hear about? I mean, what we found out is that you start answering questions and those just bring on other questions. So, you know, tell us what kind of things you want to hear about. You know, go over to our Facebook page at Two Regular Guys, that's the number, Two Regular Guys podcast, and ask your questions, put up your comments, tell us what you think. So, or you can also find us on Twitter and all that kind of fun stuff. So, well, what's going on in the world out there, Terry?
Well, here's one thing I think people want to hear about: more college basketball. Wouldn't you agree? No. I have two college basketball things to say. One, my sons and I have booked our week in the Bahamas over Thanksgiving/Terry's birthday weekend, and to watch the Kansas Jayhawks play in the Battle for Atlantis. So we're pretty excited about that. And then of course Kansas signed the number one recruit in the country in Andrew Wiggins this past week. So I'm just about ready to go ahead and pick Kansas to win the whole thing in your pool next year. I don't know. Caution to the wind.
Do you just have a stack of brackets that are just blank that you have laying around your house that all have the champion as Kansas, and then every year you just kind of fill in the rest of the blanks?
I do. I just have them pre-filled out and ready to email to you with my $10 donation.
Perfect, yeah.
Exactly.
I appreciate you spending your $10 with me every year in March.
Well,
so.
Well, hey, it's better than your dad who puts his pool money in every time, and he's out by the first round. I mean, how's that possible? So.
it's amazing to me. I'm not even sure if he's my father. So yeah, it's pretty good time. So, all right. Well, what's happening in the world of decoration out there? I've heard a couple of little things going around. You want to talk some Photoshop here?
Yeah, let's do. You know, that's the big buzz going around is that the Adobe folks have come out with an online version, and I think that's probably a misnomer, the online version of Photoshop. And I'm not that much of an art guy, but I know you are. So what is going on out there with this new subscription Photoshop and Illustrator package?
Yeah, kind of an interesting, made a bit of a splash. I mean, even kind of picked up in more of the mainstream stuff, like Mashables and some other people like that had some articles and analysis on this new route that Adobe's taking. But basically, after about 10 years of the Creative Suite, they've gone to what they're calling the Creative Cloud. And so instead of buying a CD and that type of deal, you're actually purchasing basically an unlock, and it's a monthly subscription service now. You're going to get the entire Adobe offering, from what I can tell. But, you pay your, I think it's $50, you pay your $50 that month, and if you don't pay it the next month, you don't have access to the programs anymore. So kind of an interesting deal. You do get the ability to use it on two separate computers. All the talk that I've read about basically said that this is Adobe's way to kind of figure out how to, you know, a lot of pirating of the or borrowing of the software goes on out there, and I think that this is their solution for getting around that. So, kind of an interesting thing. Seems pretty cool. I mean, you do the math though, and you're spending $50 a month for a year, and it's about the same price that the Creative Suite was before. So, it should be good. It's kind of interesting, and we'll see how it goes.
So you still get discs, and I think that was one of the things that people were, you know, everyone keeps saying Photoshop's going to be in the cloud, but you do in fact get discs, correct?
That's what I believe is the case, but I could be completely wrong on that. Maybe it is a download, but that would be a pretty darn big download. So I think you get a download,
right,
and you just kind of you kind of buy into the service, and so I think it basically checks you out each month and makes sure that you're all paid up.
Gotcha. So it's locked or unlocked, almost like having a dongle. So,
Well,
I did wonder myself about these plug-in programs that many of us use to do separations and things like that. My understanding is those folks are pretty excited about it because they said that Photoshop and their plugins will work perfectly with this new system. So that was one of my concerns, is all these folks who have all these different separation packages might really be in trouble, and more along the lines of the folks who create those packages having some issues. But it doesn't seem to be a problem for anyone.
Yeah, no, I that was definitely my first question too, is how is this going to affect those people that, you know, have the plugins and whatnot, and definitely seems like that's not going to be an issue. So that's a good thing for all of those decorators out there that do their separations there via some sort of a software. We'll see how that progresses though. Kind of interesting. You know, Adobe also, just from what I've been able to gather, has kind of changed their focus too. I mean, I think they'll probably still put out a pretty good product to use on the graphics side, but they're also pretty keyed into the big data and the marketing type stuff lately. So you see a lot of movement from them on that side. So,
Aaron, a lot of folks, I just want to throw something in every class that I teach, someone in the class will say, well, which program should I use? Should I use Corel or Illustrator or Photoshop? And there's a lot of confusion about that. And the reality is, for what screen printers use and most decorators, it's going to be Corel Draw or it's going to be Illustrator. Corel if you're a PC person and Illustrator if you're a Mac person. And that's where you're going to do your spot color type images, the American flag, the red, the white, the blue, without being photographic reproduction. And if you are doing photographic reproduction, those really cool full color images on black t-shirts, that's when you go to Photoshop. So I always tell people that you will always use either Corel or Illustrator. If you want to be an advanced printer, you will add on Photoshop, but not the other way around. So it's just a point that comes up in every class.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you got to have the vector programs, and if you really want to do some nice stuff, get adept in the Photoshop as well. So, all right, good deal. Hey, well, guess who we've got waiting on hold here for us, Terry? We've got Marcia Derryberry. She's the editor-in-chief of Impressions Magazine, and she's been part of the Impressions editorial team for more than 25 years. She's responsible for leading the Impressions portfolio of products, and addition to planning the comprehensive conference programs for the Imprinted Sportswear Show, the ISS shows that we all go to. Welcome into the show, Marcia.
Well, thank you, guys. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday to you. How's everything out there? Where are you at? Are you down in Atlanta right now, Marcia?
No, I'm working from my home office in the North Georgia Mountains, loving it.
Ah, nice.
In the mountains.
Very nice.
You know, Aaron, yeah. you did leave something out of Marcia's bio, I believe. You didn't mention the fact that Marcia is also a huge Kansas Jayhawks fan. I'm just saying.
Oh, I do have a KU graduate son.
Man, I am in big trouble here, man. I'm the lone University of Arizona fan left. So it's oh, indeed, great. Well, Marcia, we really appreciate you stopping in to chat with us. Wanted to kind of ask you some questions and get some more information about Impressions. Terry, what questions do you have for Marcia?
Well, Marcia, as you know, we've known each other for many years, and I also am a journalist as well. And I'm wondering, with the immediacy of the internet, how is that impacting the industry trade journals? And what do you think the future is going to be like for us?
Well, it's interesting. When I took over as editor-in-chief in 2001, we'd had a website for about 2 years. We didn't do a lot with it, and the magazine is the flagship and remains the flagship publication. But with the immediacy of the internet and also within the publishing industry, they've developed so many products to help us get digital content out to the marketplace, and that remains our mission at Impressions. It's just get as much education and information and product sourcing out there in the field as we can. And this industry being so diverse and ever-changing, it's a real challenge to comprehensively cover it in one issue of the magazine, which is what we do. We've got the different columns for the different decorating processes. But with the internet, we've been able to really build our portfolio. So we're a brand now. We're not just a magazine. It starts with the magazine, but we have four digital newsletters that go out every month. Two are content-driven, called the Impressions Newsletter. Two are product sourcing guides, called the Impressions Product Guide. We have a very deep website that we update daily, and all of our content is archived on there. It's very interactive. We've got some Impressions Awards galleries that we load every week so we can share some of the industry's work that we get into our industry competition every year, and that's a very popular part of our site. We do custom tech tips newsletters that go deeper. Mark Coudray wrote one this year for us on simulated process, and Rick Davis has been writing for us on screen printing on nylon bags, and Jimmy Lamb did one on sublimations. We've got more of those coming out. So it's really afforded us the opportunity to get content out there, even on a daily basis. We're all over the social networks, and it's really due to our Impressions editorial team. I work with some very bright people, and they work very, very hard. So it's not just a monthly deadline on the magazines anymore. It's a really great opportunity to get so much information out there.
Wow. Awesome.
Marcia, I have another question. With print journalism, it's advertising driven. What happens now with all this new technology? I know it's ever changing. So where are we today on supporting trade journals with revenue?
Well, we still, thankfully, you know, print is not going away, and we still have a lot of advocates that really support the magazine. But with all of our digital products, our media team within Nielsen has developed so many advertising opportunities. So, you know, we have, you know, opportunities for sponsors and advertisers to get their messages out through an array of things. We also, Impressions is also digitized every month. So we've got a digital edition that's also available as an iPad or iPhone app. You can get it from the iTunes store. So there's extra opportunities to put video advertisements in that. It's very cool. It hot links all the websites, and it's real interactive. So within the digital portfolio, there's lots of opportunities for advertising still. So we just are continually developing new places for advertisers to get their messages out.
That's awesome. Well, how about this? Let's jump to trade shows. I think most people know that Impressions magazine is related to the Imprint Sports Force show, the ISS shows. So
yes.
You are at every show. So
mm-hmm.
So what are the trends you're seeing out there as you walk around the shows and talk to customers and talk to vendors?
Well, the good news is the bread and butter, the screen printing and embroidery, the manufacturers are constantly redeveloping new technologies, making the machines better, faster, the supplies, the inks, the threads. And so that's sustaining the bread and butter. But the real boon has been in digital decorating, as you guys know. Direct-to-garment digital printing has come leaps and bounds and is a great opportunity for embroiderers and screen printers even to do shorter run samplings. It can take the place of a screen printing order if it's smaller. Bling is hot, hot, hot. It's been hot for years, and it's not going away. We particularly see this at our Texas show. It's hilarious being from Texas. I love it. but one of the hottest things right now is sublimation, which, as we know, has been around for years, and we've been decorating tiles and license plates and whatnot. But in the apparel categories, who also the apparel manufacturers are constantly pushing the limits with new technical treatments, particularly in polyester performance wear, and that has given sublimators a really great substrate. There are so many options out there now to really get creative with sublimation and, you know, mixed media, adding different things, adding the bling to embroidery or the bling to a direct-to-garment, or lasers are really hot right now. They're a little on the high end as far as owning one, but you can contract out laser work. So a lot of it is the people are getting braver, and they're doing some mixed media, and they're upping their profit margins, and it's just paying attention, and that's the value of going to the shows is every show, no matter what size of the show, you're going to see something different and something new, and it really gets you jazzed up for what we do as decorators.
You know, Marcia, I always tell people in my classes or when I meet new garment decorators that you need to go to at least one trade show every year because – you know, to keep your finger on the pulse of the industry. So, you know, if anybody's out there listening right now who hasn't been to a trade show, I strongly encourage you to do that because you're going to meet the vendors, you're going to see everything that's new, you're going to see seminars by the industry experts. The folks who are writing those articles for Impressions are going to be there doing seminars. So, you know, I strongly recommend that that people get out to those shows.
The conference program with ISS is hugely beneficial and very affordable. We just started a new program this year for new people called the Master Decorator Series, and it covers the six different decorating processes, or five decorating processes in the art class. And it really gives you an overview if you're thinking of getting into the business of what you want to do or if you're already existing and you want to add a new process. I mean, our goal here is to educate people so that they aren't, you know, we've gotten a lot of newbies lately, particularly with the recession, a lot of second.
Uh-oh, looks like we may have lost. Marcia, are you still there?
Yes.
You? Okay,
no,
all right, it cut out there for a second. Try one more time. Sorry.
Marcia does live in the mountains.
I know. Well, it's overcast today. I'm sorry. Okay,
no problem.
Where did I lose you? Oh, just the importance of the education, because what we hate to see is people come in because it's such an exciting entrepreneurial opportunity to have a career in this field, and you can get into it for a relatively low cost of investment. But we don't want to see people lose their nest eggs. You know, that's one of the biggest mistakes people make is not educating themselves. And ISS and Impressions and all of the content that we can deliver in our many different formats I just really am always preaching for people to embrace education.
Yeah, no, that's a great point there, Marcia, for sure. Yeah, just one quick little side note here from the chat. Doug Gibson noted that ISS Long Beach rocks, so I just wanted to pass that along to everybody else
Aloha,
listening.
Doug.
Aloha to Doug out there, everybody.
Even though Doug now lives in Arizona, so.
I still can Aloha him.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I think he's still
He'll always be Hawaii to me.
Exactly. Me as well.
Nice. And then I also got a text message that that Sam Wilt wants a shout out. So how's it going out there, Sam?
Okay.
Great to have you listening.
Hey,
and then
we're getting all the codes. We're getting Hawaii / Arizona. We're getting Sammy out there in Massachusetts. So.
We've also got Eric Campbell from Black Duck. Yes, thank you. There we go.
Yep.
Out in Albuquerque. So he's in the chat room as well. Thank you guys for tuning in and providing some insight there, for sure. All right, Marcia. Well, I've got a quick question for you myself here. So you talked about what you're kind of seeing out there trend-wise and what people are doing. What are some of the things that you're kind of seeing that maybe people aren't embracing enough that you feel like they should be considering or looking at a little bit more?
Being brave enough to push the envelope, to really look at some of these new technologies because they're not, you know, too expensive to get into, and they're a great add-on for your business. So you can keep your bread-and-butter accounts. Things like the team athletic market is so sustainable and so profitable. But take your Lady Tigers jersey and jazz it up with a little bling. Make it a little bit different than the guy down the street without changing the integrity of the school's logo or anything. But you're going to attract the coaches and the teams and what they're seeing at retail. If you can mimic those design, you know, add something to the designs, you can get a better markup, you can get the business, and really kind of expand your portfolio of decorating processes. So just don't be afraid to do that. We see that in the Impressions Awards, which, by the way, if I can get a plug real quick, we're going to have the Impressions Award rules up next week on our website. So we're taking entries. The deadline's in August. Encourage everyone to enter. We judge those at the Fort Worth show. But that's always a great gauge for us as we put them up throughout the year on the Impressions Awards galleries. We do see that people are experimenting and trying and really pushing their creativity. And so don't get just stuck in the doldrums of order after order. How can you make it different?
That's great advice. Yeah, absolutely,
Marcia. The Impressions Awards is a great comment you've made, because when I was a new printer many, many years ago, that was the first place I went when I would go to the ISS shows, was the Impressions Awards, so that I could see what new things people were doing, and myself and all the other printers standing there going, wonder how you did that, wonder how she did this, you know. So everybody should stroll through and take a look at those award-winning garments and other substrates.
Yeah,
yeah,
we take those
sure.
to every ISS show and put them in the Impressions booth so everybody can see them and touch them and feel them and stuff.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we'll definitely get a link in on our Facebook page for those Impressions Awards and some other things. So if you're listening in and want to know where to find that stuff, you can check out our Facebook page and we'll link that up. So that is definitely a great service to our industry. So we appreciate that. Well, anything else that you want to talk about there, Marcia? How can people find you or find the magazine, and where should they go and be a part of what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. If you go to impressionsmag.com, there's a subscribe button on the top right-hand corner, and that'll get you a subscription. It's free. It'll start with a digital subscription. There's a waiting list to get on the print. You can get the digital subscription immediately and also sign up for all of our newsletters there. And then ISS, our next – we have two shows to round out the year, Las Vegas, August 4th through 6th. And that's exciting. It's our second year there, and we're co-locating with another Nielsen trade show called ASG. So we get rebadged free to go over into their show as well. And then we'll end the year with our big Fort Worth show, which is always a blast and a half. We'll have the Impressions Awards there, and you can register for Free Expo right now and reduce conferences at issshows.com. There's three S's in that, so be careful. And
yeah,
I always appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity. Yeah, I know. Well, between that and spelling Nielsen correctly, I before E.
That's good. good deal. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Marcia. We just a wealth of information, and we really appreciate it. And like I said, we'll get some of those links up there. And yeah, definitely. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the next stop on the trade show circuit.
Okay, great. Well, you guys take care, and everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks, Marcia. Right. Talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Wow, awesome, Terry. That was, just some great stuff. Definitely what hopefully people are listening and taking that to heart. We've had some good feedback, too, on the chat. You know, Eric from Black Deck was agreeing with the things that Marcia was saying, and Doug also said that he's going to see out in Vegas, so that's cool. Got Sam just logging into the chat, too. So if you are listening live, please make sure you scroll down to the bottom and log in and be a part of the show. So, all right, Terry, what do you got coming up? What's on your agenda?
Well, I will be winging my way back to New Jersey, right outside of New York City, because, as you know, I spend my days working with Equipment Zone there in Fairlawn, New Jersey. So I'm heading back this weekend. As for events that I'm doing, my complete screen printing business course, I'll be doing that at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago on June 8th and 9th. I think there's still some room left in that class. And I will be back in Phoenix on July 13th and 14th at Workhorse Products doing the exact same class. And in June 14th, at Equipment Zone again, I will be doing an introduction to direct-to-garment printing, which is a great class. And you can find my screen printing classes at my website, terrycombs, TerryCombs.com. And the direct-to-garment class you can find at EquipmentZone.com. So that's my schedule.
Awesome. Good. Yeah, I added a new feature to our Facebook page, or a little app that's a calendar. Been trying to plug along at putting in every kind of industry event that I can find out there onto the calendar. So definitely slowly adding that stuff. Got all the things you just mentioned, and also the items that Marcia was mentioning, the shows that they're in Vegas and Texas. And so, you know, check that out. Give us any suggestions for things that we're missing that need to go up there. And so maybe we can have a nice place for everybody to, kind of find out what's going on and that type of thing. And just another event that's coming up here pretty soon. I'm not sure if you're going to be out at it, Terry, but I will actually be at this show. The NBM show in Indianapolis is coming up May 30th through the 1st of June. So that can be found at nbmshows.com. And then, like Marcia said, you got issshows.com for their two remaining shows of this year. And already starting to have a pretty exciting 2014 show schedule coming together. So we'll touch base on that maybe at another episode here. So definitely some cool stuff. Anything else that in the world out there that anybody that's listening in have any last thoughts here? We got about 2 minutes left. So.
Well, you know, I do want to throw something in about, Marcia talking about trade shows. It's funny, about 4 years ago, and Aaron, you'll remember this, that everyone was talking about the economy, and it's going to turn this show, and next show it's going to turn. But I think that the gradual improvement in the economy, I think that all we vendors are pretty satisfied that each show we do is a little bit better than the last one. So, you know, that miracle turnaround of the economy didn't hit like everybody was more hoping than really basing it on any fact. But the gradual improvement, I think it's good for all of us.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I mean, it's just kind of organically grown and gone in the right direction.
Exactly.
So, you know, in a way, it kind of weeded things out. You know, the people that maybe were struggling and weren't making good business decisions, they've moved on to something else. But, you know, we've got the people left that really are doing great things and have going on that cutting edge of what's good and providing a great product and service. So kind of fun stuff. All right. So, Doug mentioned that he's going to be out in Nashville lending a hand at the boot camp. So, Doug, maybe post something up on the Facebook page there about that for us, would you? And looks like that's about all the time we have. So enjoy your son out there
in Phoenix, Lake Ant area, and we'll catch up with you guys in about 2 weeks. So we'll be taking next Friday off and get back to our every other week schedule. So the 31st of May, I'll be at the NBM show, but we'll do the show, probably do it at 9 a.m. there, so I can make it to the show floor by 10. But we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right, everybody, get off the internet, hang up your phones, go out there and print some shirts. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right, take care.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school.
You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be voted best dressed before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yes. Right now, kids' clothes are up to 60% off.
60% off?
Yeah. The hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 728 to 92. Select styles only.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.